Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This is such a joyful song. Have you been enjoying it? It is very similar to Psalm 146, verse 2. And that says, "While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." God loves to hear it when we praise Him. Praising God is different than thanking God. Did you know that? Praising God is complimenting Him for who He is. Thanking God is showing Him how much you appreciate what He has done for you. It's slightly different. Now let's sing this song.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Seed of earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms, He carries them all day long.
Before we get started with our lesson today, we want to review the books of the New Testament. We are going to start learning the books of the New Testament mainly because this year we are going through the New Testament. So I figured that as we're looking up these Bible verses, it would be helpful to know where the books are in the Bible. So today we are going to go over Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Can you say that? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Good job. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are all different people's stories about Jesus' life, different perspectives. Then you have Acts. That's the story about the disciples. After Jesus left and went back to heaven, that follows the stories of what happened to the disciples in all of their journeys telling people about Jesus. All right, so let's see if you can say it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Can you say that? Good job. Good job. Now we are going to get started with our lesson. Hello, boys and girls. We are going to continue studying the story of Jesus and the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. This was a time full of excitement, but before we get started with our story, we want to pray and ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, please send your Spirit to open our eyes and our understanding. We love you. Amen. Jesus and his disciples were walking with a large crowd of people along the road toward Jerusalem. Jesus had sent two of his disciples ahead to borrow a donkey. Do you remember? We learned about that last time. Well, was the donkey where he said it would be? Let's look at Luke chapter 19, verse 32 through 34. Luke chapter 19. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 19. So find those chapters. The book is divided into chapters. Chapter 19 is kind of towards the back of the book, not your Bible, the book of Luke. Chapter 19. Once you find that, then look down for verse 32. We're going to read 32, 33, and 34. If you need more time, pause the recording and then press play when you're ready. But we're going to read Luke 19, verse 32 through 34. Here's what it says.
So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, "Why are you loosing the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of him."
It happened just as Jesus said, didn't it? Wow, Jesus had showed that he was the Messiah just in those simple directions, didn't he? Yes, he did. Well, what happened when the two disciples returned to Jesus with the donkey? Let's look at verse 35. We finished with verse 34. Now we're going to read the next verse, verse 35. Here's what it says.
Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him.
The donkey didn't have a saddle. It was going to be led by the disciples. But instead of just putting Jesus on the donkey, they laid their coats over the colt, and they set Jesus on him. As the people saw what Jesus was doing, they shouted for joy. They were so excited. At last, the prophecy of their king coming, riding on a donkey, was coming true. We can read that in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 was a prophecy that was given many, many years before about what would happen in the future. The people were waiting for their Messiah to come riding on a colt to be their king. And when they saw Jesus riding on the colt, they got very excited. Here was their king. They were so happy. What excitement! People came running from everywhere. They spread their coats on the road so the donkey carrying Jesus could walk on them. They quickly cut off palm branches and waved them in the air. It was their way of having a banner or a flag, a celebration of Jesus. They chanted songs of praise. This is where our memory verse comes from. It's what the people were shouting and singing as Jesus was riding on that colt. We can read it in Luke chapter 19, verse 36, 37, and 38. This tells us about how excited people were and what it was like. Let's read it. Luke chapter 19, verse 36, 37, and 38.
And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest."
Have you ever wondered why a donkey? I mean, when I think of a donkey, I think of a little burro, and that doesn't really seem like a king to me, does it? But you want to know why he rode on a donkey and not a magnificent war horse? It's because in that era, kings would ride war horses or stallions or beautiful, magnificent horses. They would ride them into battle to conquer, to win. But when they would ride into their city, they rode a donkey because a donkey symbolized peace. That's what Jesus came to bring. Peace, didn't he? He wants to give us peace, his perfect peace that nobody can understand, but it just bubbles up within us because Jesus put it there. No king had ever had a more joyful welcome. People who had come to the Passover feast joined the crowd. There was people from all over the land coming to celebrate Passover. They didn't live there. They weren't near there. They, maybe even some of them, had never heard of Jesus. But there were also many in the crowd who Jesus had healed. They were shouting, they were praising him. Voices were echoing all around them. People were shouting from nearby towns too. As they heard the uproar and the excitement, they added their voices to the others. Lazarus, who Jesus had raised from the dead, was leading the donkey that Jesus was riding. Do you think that the priests and Pharisees were excited? No, they were angry. The people whose voices had been healed by Jesus shouted the loudest. There were people there who had been bound by Satan, who Christ had set free. There were people there who had been blind, and they were leading the way. There were men there who had been cripples. They were the first ones to climb the trees and break off the branches for people to wave and shout and sing. There were people there who used to be lepers, who Jesus had healed. They were spreading their pure, untainted garments on the ground for him to ride over. There was so much joy. These were the trophies of his labor of love. Have you ever won a trophy? Have you ever been in maybe sports, maybe basketball, ice skating, baseball? When you do really, really well or your team does well, sometimes they give you the trophies. It's a symbol showing the wonderful work that you did, that you accomplished. These people who Jesus had set free from Satan, who Jesus had healed from diseases, who he had fixed their broken bodies, these were his trophies of his labor of love. He did it because he loved them. But the priests and the Pharisees, on the other hand, were furious. They said to each other, "The world has gone after him." Look at John chapter 12, verse 19. They were panicked. Let's look up John chapter 12, verse 19. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 12, verse 19. Here's what it says.
The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him."
They were panicked, weren't they? They were very concerned because all of a sudden, here Jesus was. Everyone was excited. They wanted to make him king. What were they going to do? What would you do? How could you stop a crowd? It's almost impossible to stop a crowd. And they were rushing around frantically, trying to do their best to stop this rising excitement. They were doing their best to try to stop it before the people proclaimed him king. But did you know that if God foretells something, if he says that something's going to happen, it's going to happen. It doesn't matter how badly people don't want it to happen, it will happen. But the Pharisees weren't excited. They weren't happy. They wanted this to stop, and they wanted it to stop now. We're going to find out how they tried to stop it next time. I'm so glad that Jesus gives us the Bible so that we can know ahead of time what's going to happen. Those prophecies told that Jesus would ride a colt into Jerusalem, and it happened. Jesus has given us instruction in his word in the Bible about what's going to happen in our future, about how he wants to come as the conquering king, and he wants to rescue us from this nasty, dirty world that we live in and take us to live in heaven where it's beautiful and perfect. I want to be in heaven with him, don't you? I want him to be the king in my life. What about you? Let's pray and ask him. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that Jesus will be the king in our lives, that he will rule from our hearts, that he will help us to do what is right and to say no to the wrong. Thank you for your promises, for giving us warnings and encouragement for the future. Go with us today. Amen.
Matthew 21, verse 9.
Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.